I am so thankful this morning. As I prayed this week, I asked God to give me something for our souls, to feed our souls and to strengthen us and encourage us. And it's just like, I just didn't feel anything. I didn't know what I was going to do. And then yesterday, I just was looking to the Lord again, not during a time of prayer, but just during, I think we were eating, and I just bowed my head and said, Lord, I really need you to give me something. And the Lord just dropped four words in my mind from scriptures that we had read this week as a couple. We've been reading out loud through the Bible, and there it was, just what we had been reading. So I want to share it with you, and I believe the Lord has meant it just for us. I really feel inspired. I hope I can convey that. In Romans chapter 2 and verse 7. I'm going to start from verse 1 and just read so that I can capture the context and the whole thought here, and we'll cap it up with this verse. Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou just judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For though thou that judgest doest the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And he's talking about the evil things mentioned in the first chapter. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing, this is what they're going to receive. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. Remember, Romans 6 says eternal life is the gift of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life, but unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, here's what happens to them: indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also to the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile, for there is no respect of persons with God. I want to look at verse 7, the four words that the Lord gave me as I sat there and he dropped them in my mind: patient continuance in well-doing. We had some verses today, and one of the verses was from Galatians 6, where he said, be not weary in well-doing. How does the rest of it go? Be not weary in well-doing. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You know, God gave us the seasons. It tells us in Genesis. And when you're a gardener, you pay attention to the seasons. You don't plant seed corn in December and expect here in Kentucky to have a crop in a couple months. It just won't happen. You're not going to pick corn in the beginning of March. But if you'll plant seed in sometime in May or end of May or June, you're going to have, what is it, 72 days? Anyway, sometime in September or so, you're going to have some usually one good ear. Sometimes you plant corn and it has two ears per stalk. Each ear has, 100 kernels of corn? You're going to have a wonderful harvest, but according to the season. Here he says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not." I believe the Lord wants us to patiently continue in our well-doing, even though we don't think we're seeing results. Some things are seasonal. Some things in spiritual lives, we sow them at a time in our lives, but we don't particularly see any results at that same time. Bible memory is a lot like that. Sometimes you see immediate results, but sometimes it takes a while for those things to come back to us that we put deep in our hearts. David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart," and it's like hiding a seed in there. And it germinates and it's watered many times by our tears. The graces of God in our lives sometimes are like that. That water that seed, and time goes by. Look here, I believe it's in Mark. Chapter 4. So, verse 26, "And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground." You memorize those verses. What good are they doing you right then? Maybe you don't see it. Mothers, sometimes we don't see it. But if we hide that word in the heart, it's going to do what this said. "He should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. And when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come." There are stages of growth. There are stages of growth in people, in children. We sow that seed. Mothers, just continue to sow the seed. Water it with kindness. Maybe there's some discipline needed as well. The child will have to cry. Maybe God will send hard times into our lives. But all of those things help that seed to grow. So he sleeps and rises night and day. The seed springs up, grows up. He knoweth not how. I remember when I was training little children years ago, the Lord inspiring me that it was a work of faith, that it wasn't going to show itself right now, but it was, I did everything that I did in faith, that someday there would be a harvest. And thank God, there has been good harvest from the Lord. Patient continuance in well-doing, we read over in Romans. And that has just burned on my heart. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Another one I'd like to get is in Luke. It's also talking about seed. Luke chapter 8. This is one of the Gospels that has the story or the parable of the sower and the four types of ground. And the good ground is so well described here. In verse 15, "That on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience." With patience. Patient continuance in well-doing. Don't be weary in well-doing, but bring forth fruit. Hang in there till fruit comes, till you can pick the ear of corn that has 100 kernels, till you can pick some fruit that is ripe. You know, if you want asparagus, you put those crowns in the ground, and then how many years do you have to wait? 3 years. Strawberries, I think, are about the same. Or maybe I'm wrong. The first year, you have asparagus tips that come up out of the ground. Just leave them be. The second year, you might could pick a few. It's the third year that you have asparagus tips come out all over where you've planted. But you had to wait for it. Sometimes we have to wait. We can't have immediate results. But if we'll wait, they that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart. Lord, as we read this, I pray, give me an honest and a good heart, that when the word is sown in my heart, that I can bring forth, that I can hear the word and keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Another thing that requires a length of time many times in our life is prayer. Sometimes we don't see answers to our prayers immediately. Sometimes we do. I remember a preacher telling about how that he came in his house, or he went to his place of prayer. It might have been the barn. But he said that he went there and he prayed and the Lord rained down a blessing. And he said the next day he came and he went and he tried to put his knees in the same place and pray the same way. And he said the Lord rained him down another blessing. And he just thought, wow, this is nice. There came a time that he didn't feel that. But God didn't change. God was still there. God was still faithful. Even though he didn't feel that same way, yet he knew that if he kept going, if he kept praying, God was going to answer his prayers. That brother is gone now, but I remember that story. Lord, help us to keep praying. We don't have to put our knees in the same place or get in the same position, but we do need to keep praying. If the Lord has led you to pray a certain way and you think, Lord, I know you led me to pray that way, but nothing is happening, just keep praying. Keep calling upon the Lord. Keep telling him your needs, casting your cares on him. The Lord said for us to not be weary in well-doing. Let's look at Luke 18 and 1 for that. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. To faint means to let go and quit holding on and just relax your grip. We don't want to pray and then faint, but we want to pray and keep holding on. When the thought comes to you, oh, God doesn't hear your prayers, you go to God's word. Go to some of these scriptures that we've read today. Lord, I want to pray and not faint. Lord, I want to not be weary in well-doing. I want to keep praying. And I'm going to keep bringing this before you. Matthew 6, remember when he taught us the Lord's Prayer? He said, keep on praying. Keep on seeking. How was it? Let's see. Your heavenly Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. Well, maybe it's Luke that has that. Ask, and it shall be given you. Luke 11 and 9. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. You see the progression here. There's some time that's going forward. And the more time that goes, the more effort is put forth. Not quitting whenever you don't get what you ask. Not leaving it alone when you have not found what you've sought for. Not turning and walking away when the door hasn't been opened. But he said, ask and it shall be given you. And I think there's some translations that say, keep on asking and it shall be given you. Keep on seeking and ye shall find. Keep on knocking and the door shall be opened unto you. When you ask, remember my dad, he brought it out this way. He said, when you ask and it hasn't been given, then seek to understand the reason why. Seek to understand. And then he said, if you don't find it when you're seeking, knock. Maybe you could fast, or maybe you could just begin to consecrate to the Lord. A more urgent form of seeking. A more disciplined type of prayer. Don't give up is the lesson this morning. Patient continuance in well-doing. One thing that the Lord brought to my mind that I wanted to share was a story. And I went to the books where I thought this story was, and I couldn't find it. I spent a considerable amount of time looking for the story, and I could not find it. But I will tell you what little that I remember. I don't remember some of the important details, but I remember some. This group of people began to pray for the community around them. This was in Ohio, it was before the Revolutionary War. But this group of Christians began to pray. They were Moravians from Moravia, somewhere in Europe. I don't know too much about that time period and those people and the countries. But the Moravians prayed, and they prayed for 100 years in this place in Ohio for God to raise up a congregation there. 100 years they prayed. That was the first congregation of Christians in Ohio, in this country. And that's how it was born, was 100 years of prayer. That has really touched me. Those people prayed and the Lord raised up a congregation. And because of what they read in God's Word, they wouldn't join in the Revolutionary War. And the federal government had them put to death because they wouldn't fight in the war. These were people who served God at any cost. And they prayed 100 years for the Lord to raise up a congregation. And he did, but then they were killed by the government. How many things will we go through before we quit? How many things to come against us before we would give up? The scripture we started with was patient continuance in well-doing. That's what gains eternal life. Lord, help us. These people wouldn't give up. Some of them were killed. Some of them never saw the fruits of their labors and died before the 100 years. But today there is a church there. There are still people there who worship. That touches my heart. And I may not have the details right, but I know I have the 100 years right, and I know I have the massacre that happened when they wouldn't fight in the war. I heard a story this week that really encouraged me too. I remember praying years ago, praying, Lord, send someone to our little church. Please help someone to. And I knew that the real answer to that was for us to go out and for us to seek and talk to people and all of that. And I knew we should do something, but I still felt like the first thing to do was pray. Lord, open someone's heart. And I remember praying about that. But I never heard this story until this week. This lady told me, she said, stay right there. She said, you saved my life. She said, God talked to me for a year before I ever came. A year of prayer. Are we willing to pray a year for someone to be saved before they ever respond? This lady said, God dealt with me a whole year before I opened that door and walked in. That really encouraged me that we should not quit when we don't see the answers to our prayers. God is working. God is continuing His work. Let us continue ours. And the most important work that we can do is on our knees. The Lord has told me that many, many times. Angela, get on your knees about it. Talk to God about men, then go out and talk to men about God. That really has encouraged me and put a responsibility on me too. Let us continue our prayers for souls. Not just numbers, but souls. The scripture in Acts said the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Let us pray for souls in this community, in your own neighborhood and community, in your family, wherever it may be that there are souls. Don't quit praying. Thank the Lord for Anne and for her testimony that it was a whole year till she came in the door. God bless our efforts today. God bless your individual efforts and your collective efforts. Let us remember, we should pray, ask. He said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Now, if you're on the other end and you're asking, God, where do I go? What do I do? And the Lord doesn't seem to answer, but maybe point a certain direction. Just keep praying. Keep praying. The Lord is on the other end. He's working. It doesn't take long for a seeking Savior and a seeking soul to get together. He is going to answer your prayers. Well, I thank the Lord for this encouragement that I received. There are other things that we sometimes get weary of doing. What we used to play our children a song from your story hour, a story from your story hour. It was called To Kill the Devil. Do you remember that one? This family moved in and found out immediately that the next door neighbor was a very hard to get along with person. He cut their water line. He cut their clothesline so that their clothes fell down in the mud. He cut their water line so they couldn't water their cattle and pets. So they took him a loaf of bread. They took him something to eat. He still didn't warm up to them. But he did something else. I think he killed one of the dogs. And they just kept finding things happen and they kept forgiving, but the woman thought, it's no use. It's just no use. Well, one day, they looked out and they saw him heading to town in his wagon. And they said, oh my, it's a muddy road. Lord bless him, he's going to have a hard trip to town. Well, they saw him, the wagon slip and slide and they got stuck. He got stuck in the mud. Well, the man went out and helped him. He helped him get out and get going again. He came in all muddy and his wife was very disgusted and said, we just need to not bother with that man. And the man said, I'm going to kill that old devil. And she said, oh, that's kind of strong. It's kind of alarming. Let's not go that far. Well, what he meant was he was going to kill him by kindness. He was going to still keep doing kind things for him. Was that the time that he... I'm sorry, I'm awful about these stories. But what happened was the man did come to them and he asked them to forgive him for how mean he had been to them. It might have been the day of the helping him in the mud that he came in and he said, I'm sorry for how mean I've been. And you've been so kind to me. How could you put up with me? He gave his heart to the Lord. So prayer, kindness, what else? Forgiving. I think about how Jesus said for us to forgive when we stand and pray. Forgive what's been done that's hurt us. And Peter brightened up like he had a wonderful thought, and he said, seven times? How many times should we forgive? Seven? He thought that was real generous. And Jesus blew him away. Jesus said, 70 times seven, Peter. 490. Has someone disappointed you 490 times? Maybe on the 440th time you're thinking, all right, I'm done. That's it. No more forgiveness. But Jesus said 490. So Lord, help us. One of our duties is to forgive a brother or a neighbor or whatever it might be of something that's continuing to, that they're doing that's continuing to hurt us, irritate us, disappoint us. Jesus said, forgive. When we forgive, do we keep holding? Do we keep remembering? Do we keep thinking, you're not ever going to get it? There's no victory for you. Do we keep... When we forgive, we let things go, don't we? We let things go and we trust that person to the Lord and we say, Lord, and we forgive and we pray. Forgive and pray. Forgive and pray. Oh, there's so many things in the scripture that I see that he said, bear fruit with patience. Bring forth fruit with patience. Well, I don't have a lot. Just those four words and about four scriptures that the Lord brought to my mind. But I hope this has helped all of us to realize that we can't give up when it doesn't look like it's working. Keep living for the Lord. In your personal life, if you have failure in your life, come to the Lord again. Get up and run to the Lord. Say, Lord, I want deliverance. I want freedom. Help me again. Pick me up again, Lord, and help me to go forward. Don't give up. Thought of a song that we played for the children when they were little. It says, little by little, inch by inch, by the yard it's hard, but by the inch it's a cinch. Take step by step with the Lord. If he points out a step, don't think, oh, I've got to do the whole staircase. Do step by step, and you can do it. You will reach the end of the journey step by step. We have a song in one of the children's books that says, I'm following Jesus, one step at a time. I live for the moment in his love divine. Why think of tomorrow? Just live for today. I'm following Jesus each step of the way. There are things in our lives many times that we cannot overcome by looking at the whole thing, the whole picture. We simply don't have grace. But if we'll take one step at a time, the Lord can help us with that one step. One day, one moment. So my little message this morning is a patient continuance. In well-doing, you'll gain eternal life. Eternal life. Think about it. What will it mean? What will it mean to us? What will it mean to you to have stepped over and realize I made it? Realize I'm done. I'm finished. The Lord has called me to the end of my journey. And as we think about our loved ones, how can we look at it? Look at it with, they've reached the end of their journey. No more temptation. No more Satan to fight them. No adversary. What will it mean to them? How will that be to think, never again do I have to struggle and plead for victory? I will be in eternal life. That's a wonderful thought. If anyone else has something you can share with this, I'm sure maybe someone else has a story you remember, or even a purpose, a person you can think about, something that you can share. I welcome it. You be free. But my encouragement today is continue. Let's, as we, before we dismiss, let's sing the song Press On. I believe it's number 252. Remember this verse too. He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. Amen.